The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Hello again. On my right are Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. On my left are Frank Muir and David Franklin. I'm sure you can picture the scene. I'm also sure you know the answers to the musical questions I'll be asking them, beginning with these familiar instrumental themes. One mark for the title, another mark for the composer, David Franklin.
Is this McDowell?
Yes.
And it's, there's a rose somewhere in the
yes,
title.
Yes, that's right. You're going to get this.
It's not only a rose.
No,
because that's something different.
It's a kind of rose.
What?
It's a kind of rose.
An
untamed one.
A what?
An untamed rose.
Yes, of course. A fierce rose. No, silly me. I knew it all the time. A wild rose.
Yes.
A no. To a wild rose.
I prefer to a fierce rose myself, but he called it
a dog rose.
Edward McDowell called it to a wild rose. Yes, jolly good, and you get two marks. Dennis Norton, your turn.
Oh, is that all again? I was on a natter with Ian. Bach, staccato and fugue.
Well, he wrote a lot of them. Which one is this?
You get this answer, Steve. As far as I'm concerned, he wrote one, which is the one that I know. Little voice in my ear said, try number four.
Oh, well, it doesn't have a number. It has a name, as well, a key, as far as I'm concerned. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll settle for whether it was the toccata or the fugue.
That bit was the toccata.
Yes, toccata and fugue, yes. In D minor. By, did you say?
I said Bach.
Bach, yes, and you meant Bach. Yeah, two marks, yeah. J.S. Bach. Ian, your turn.
I don't think it's Tchaikovsky, and he's not moved a muscle.
this is me you're talking
yes.
about,
yes.
I thought you meant Tchaikovsky for a minute. No. I can but give you no marks, I'm afraid, and the mere consolation is that I don't think any of us would have known this one. I didn't know. It's the March from the Prophet by Meyerbeer, Giacomo Meyerbeer. I'm going to run an unofficial quiz and ask if anybody in the audience knew what that was. No. Right, fair enough. We move on to one that absolutely everybody knows, except perhaps Frank Miller.
Well, of course. We all know this. It's the minuet in G. I need no clues on this.
No.
Minuet in G, comma. What's the name you said? Ludwig von Beethoven, a foreign gentleman.
Yes. Yes, well, anyway, Beethoven, you're right for two marks. Minuet in G.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Give us a hard one next time.
All right. Says he, glancing ahead, you shall have a harder one next time. Songs that tell a story, to test your knowledge of these old favourites. Can you tell me, David, Frankie shot Johnny, Rooty Toot Toot, because she found him making love to someone else. Who was the other woman? You may have to run through the song a couple of times. Making love to...
Admiral Bly. Millie Bly.
What was the question?
The other name in the triangle of Frankie and Johnny and...
Frankie and Johnny were lovers.
Ah, yes. But Frankie had done her wrong by having a close friend, another lady.
I don't know what I'd do without Frank to interpret.
And there was a bit of a brouhaha went on, you see. And he shot this Admiral Bligh's daughter, Nellie.
Tell me when you'd like the marks, and we'll move on. Would you like the marks now, David?
Try it on, sir.
All right. I'm advised. I am advised to tell you that it was Admiral Bligh.
You think it was Nellie Bligh?
Yes.
Yes, this quick fire game this is. Yes, you're right. Yes, it was making love to Nellie Bligh.
Well, my trouble is that Mummy would never let me sing that at home, so I never got to her name.
While we're on names, Dennis, who went to Widdicombe Fair and on whose what?
Oh, Lord, it's this crew, isn't it? John Brewer, Bill Stewart, Peter Gurney, Daniel Whidden, Harry Ork.
Harry Ork's my favourite, because whenever anybody gets there, they always smile, because they know they got to the end. I've got a picture of Harry Ork. I rather like him. And Uncle Tom Cobbley. And what was the rest of the question?
I've forgotten. On whose what did they go to Widdicombe Fair?
Well, I don't know. They asked for a loan of a horse, whether they actually went on it, whether they actually got it. Did they have... This is one of the great unsolved questions, like, you know, why doesn't Bill Bailey come home?
Ask Nellie Bligh.
Actually, I know why Bill Bailey doesn't come home. It's because his wife doesn't use the right soap powder. In fact, if you listen to the lyric, she says, "I'll do your wash in honey."
Stickler for accuracy that I am, because of the letters one gets. They borrowed Tom Pierce's grey mare, and the name you forgot was Peter Davy, I think. You've got all the others.
Oh, Peter Davy, yes. Mm. I must apologise to Mrs. Davy and any other Davy. All at number 29.
Two marks, anyway, there. And Ian. Ian, in which song does the lady sing, "The moment I saw him, I fell"? Where was she, and where did she get off?
Oh, I thought it was "The moment I saw you, I knew from the start."
No. That's not the one. The moment I saw him, I fell.
She was on the trolley.
Yes, that's right.
And it went clang several times.
Where did she get off?
I stayed on with him, and it was grand just to stand with him.
Louder to the end of the line.
Yes, at the terminus.
To the end of the line, yes. Yes, to the end of the line. Two marks in the trolley song. Frank, don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. Where, and strictly speaking, when?
St. Louis.
Yes. Because of the song?
Because of the song, "Meet Me in St. Louis," yes, which was sung by Judy Garland to an actor representing a character whose Christian name, presumably, was Louis. Mm-hmm. It was "Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis," and it was the St. Louis World Fair.
Of which year?
Yes. Well,
1904.
Round about 1904.
I'm sorry, one of my fingers got stuck, actually. Yes, 1904. I'm told it should be pronounced St. Louis, but never mind. And that's two marks there. Gentlemen, remember the bits of mood music we played you from time to time. This is specially atmospheric music written by composers to match certain types of plot or situation in films or television plays, something like that. Let's see how near you can get to the kind of story and to the composer's actual title. David.
Thank you.
Well, there were these chaps who went up the north of Scotland to climb a thing. They took the precaution of getting television cameras halfway up before they started. And the producer didn't like the first take. They had to go down and do it all over again. And in the middle, it got cold and dark. And they were freezing to death as they clung to the face of this thing all night. Title? Frozen to the Marrow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, 3 marks. 3 marks, because I always give 3 on this round. 3 marks. You would, when you talked about them sort of stuck on the edge of the mountain, there was little bits of wind eddying round. It was that kind of thing, wasn't it? Yeah. The composer called it Catherine Wheel. But it was sort of spinning round like that.
Can't understand it.
You wouldn't have called it that if you were me, would you?
Did you write that?
Yes, I did, actually.
I can only say, Steve, my face is terribly red. I am embarrassed.
Not at all. I liked your title better than mine. Anyway, 3 bars.
So, Steve.
And I didn't write any of the others, so let's carry on. Here's Dennis's turn.
Sounds like the kind of music they play in those sort of Walt Disney sort of anthropomorphic sort of whimsical films about nature's wonderland, and they say, and life is not all tragedy here in the great unspoken heart of Africa, because as we see these elephants bathing, we notice how Mama Elephant gives her young squirt a big squirt. It's bath time for young Jumbo.
Ah, yes, that's 3 marks without any question. Wolf Troyson wrote it. It's called The Cat and the Hippo. Ian, your turn.
That's the sort of music that you hear in the cinema while they are showing those coloured advertisements, the ones that haven't been able to afford a soundtrack. And you see this woman, very nicely dressed, walking into this car showroom and going up to a very nice car, and the chap comes forward and he opens the door and she looks in and she goes... at some feature of the car. You don't know what it is, but you see it, and then you see her sort of nodding and smiling, and he's made out the order, and then it changes, and there's you see a bit with sort of people punting down a river, and they just show you a sort of quivering water lily for a moment. It's all very nice. Very sweet and charming, and means absolutely nothing. The title, ooh, Village Frolic.
Yes. Not for the first time, I think you've done better than the composer. That's 3 marks. The composer, James Stevens, called it The Equilibrist.
Did he?
Quite know why. People may have noticed it was in five time, which is rather unusual. Anyway, some music now for Frank Muir.
Nature, I think, gentlemen. Nature is involved in this. Probably continental. Czech? Polish, do you think? And there's a little boy in the film. And the seasons are changing. And in this, it's dawn, and he's got up early before his parents. And it's still a bit dark, and you can see the elm trees against the sky. And there's a windmill turning, and they're all doing their nut with shots into the rising sun. And little bits of Nouvelle Vague. And it's called Piccadillo.
But of course,
I'm bound to be near in one of them.
Piccadillo. Well, now that's extraordinary. It isn't called Piccadillo, of course. No. I have to knock off a mark, Frank, because I do so agree with your, you know, reading of the music, but you didn't notice the biggest clue of all there, a reharmonized version of the Wedding March, which is in there definitely as a clue. Da 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 da.
You said it was full of nature?
Two out of three. Van Phillips wrote it and called it... Van Phillips called it Engagement Ring.
Good luck. What's he doing now?
Well, he's thinking of changing it to Piccadillo. A round of general musical knowledge questions. David, what's a mirror fugue?
A mirror fugue is a fugue which is built up on a subject which... in which the first half of the theme is balanced by the second half of the theme, which is the first half played backwards.
You could really call it, in a loose way, you could call it a kind of musical palindrome, really, couldn't you?
I would have done, except...
It sort of points both ways, yeah.
Rather dull to have done it like that.
It can be a fugue which, when played from the end to the beginning, sounds the same as when played from the beginning to the end. There are slight variants on it, but you certainly get two marks. Wish I could give you 20 for that. Mm-hmm. Dennis, we'll try you on a jazz question. We don't have much really about jazz in this series. This is to do with bands. What has Count Basie got that Duke Ellington hasn't got? And what's the name of the man responsible? To do with bands, I said.
Yeah, I was going to say, Count Basie's got LPs with Tony Bennett and Sarah Vaughan and Frank Sinatra. I presume he's got an instrument in his band.
That's right.
That guitar.
Yes. Which of them has a guitar?
Count Basie.
Yes. And do you know who plays it?
No.
Jolly good for one mark. Freddie Green. Very much part of the Count Basie sound. One mark.
Freddie. Yeah. Well, it was Sammy, you know.
Yes. Ian, here's one of these fascinating ones. Of which song, first heard in a masque called Alfred in 1740, did Wagner say, "The first eight notes express the whole character of the British nation"? Unquote. And for a second mark, who composed the tune? Wagner said, "The first eight notes express the whole character of the British nation."
Well, actually, he said, "Die erste acht." That's as far as I could go with that.
At the end, he said, "Unquote."
Well, I suppose it might have been the national anthem.
No, but it's not far off. You know, it's obviously one of those, isn't it?
Yes, it must be. Let's try Rule Britannia.
Yes, that's a mark. Very good. Do you know who composed Rule Britannia?
It's one of these names like Jeremiah Stamp.
It isn't very much like Jeremiah Stamp. More like Thomas Arne.
Yes, well.
I tell you what, I will give you your other notes if you can tell me quickly. He said the first eight notes express the whole character. Which eight notes did he mean? Quickly.
Dum, bum, bum, bum.
No.
Dum, 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 da, 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 dee. Bum, 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 da, da, dee.
1.5 marks out of sheer generosity. Bum, da, 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 da,
Suddenly it's the last night of the proms.
Right. If you had a French horn, how would you stop it?
In slang terms, you'd shove a bunch of five up its hooter.
Two marks, isn't it? Can you just explain that?
Well, the French horn's muted. This is played most of the time. With a fist shoved, actually not down it or up it, because it's sort of horizontal at the time.
Along
the horn.
It.
Along it. Yes. Within it.
That is how you stop a French horn. Quite right for two marks. Very good. Some quite hilariously funny films have been made purporting to tell the life stories of famous composers. I'll give you the film title. I want you to give me, please, the name of the composer and the name of the actor who played him or her. David Franklin, Rhapsody in Blue.
George Gershwin.
Yes, for one of your two marks. Mm-hmm. Do you know who played him?
No.
No marks, of course, for Dennis. If you do, do you know Dennis? You're the
Robert Alder.
Robert Alder, that's right. It was Robert Alder. That's one mark out of two. Dennis, your turn. Song Without End.
Oh, that's Capucine, isn't it? And Dirk Bogarde. Cappuccino.
I didn't ask you to name the drink. just the composer.
Was it Dirk Bogarde? Is he looking?
Yes, Dirk Bogarde is right.
It wasn't Chopin. That was the other song. That was Song to Remember. That was hilarious. That was wild. I suppose that's the next question.
No, the next but one.
Yeah. Well, that next but one was Chopin. What were we doing?
You were about to tell us the name of the composer that Dirk Bogarde played.
It was Liszt.
Liszt.
That's right.
Where did that come from?
It came welling up. Yes.
Liszt for your other mark, you know. Inwas, can you please name the lyric writer in Words and Music?
Lawrence Hart, and it was Mickey Rooney.
Yes, of Rodgers and Hart. That's right, for two marks. Frank, A Song to Remember.
It was Cornell Wilde's The Life of Chopin.
Yes. And his very good indeed, Frank Miller.
Mayonnaise Waltz. He had a steak named after one of his waltzes. The Minute Waltz.
Next comes a round in which knowledge gives way to sheer talent. A round of songs, popular old songs played by Graham Dowley and sung when he leaves off by our contestants. David, yours.
Down at the old Bull and Bush, ta-ra-ra-ra-ra, come and drink some port wine with me. Guess where? Down at the old Bull and Bush.
Let's all have a little sing, shall we?
Hear the little German band, da 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 da. Come and drink some port
wine
with me. Come and drink some port wine with me. They know as little of the words as I do.
It's no marks to them, three marks to you. Dennis.
Don't be a serpentinello.
Charlie, you dig them back.
For you, yeah.
I used to see this walking along the front at home with those wide trousers on. This is Lark Clown Lark, all dressed up. Look, you know, Frank and I
won't be in trouble.
Somebody's saying, look at him, he's all dressed up like Lark Clown Lark.
Any idea of the words?
Wait a minute. Even though you're only make-believing, yes. Laugh clown. No, I've really got no idea. It's shrouded in mist of memory, this.
I think one of you is for knowing what it's called. One mark there. And on to Ian Wallace.
Take it down a bit.
Take it down a bit. Words.
It's Irish.
Sparky Marley's lakes and something fat.
No, can't be felt.
If there is going to be a life here, Yes, you didn't do very well with the words. I think two is enough.
Oh, I think
it's like a lake, emerald isles and winding bays, mountain paths and woodland dells, memory ever fondly strays, and so on. Nice words.
Very.
Frank Miller, your turn.
The Campbells are coming. Hooray, hooray. Sung by the Watchers on Glen Coe. The Campbell, and it goes on. The Campbells are coming. Hooray, hooray.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Hoorah, hoorah.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Well, oh, ho, 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 ho. I'll allow you that.
Can you get your marks by telling me what the Campbell, where the Campbells are coming to? Well, the Campbells are coming to Bonnie.
Oh, are they?
Mary of Argyle.
Almost always.
To Bonnie Mary of Argyle.
It's almost as though it's Bonnie Dundee, but I bet it isn't.
I do try on this programme, but I fail. No, well...
It wasn't Glen Coe, I know that.
No. Bonnie Lochleven, the Campbells are coming.
Oh, near?
I looked down to Bonnie Lochleven and saw three Bonnie Pipers play. I do. A mark, I think. A mark. And there we must end, I'm afraid. And at the end of this edition of My Music, let's have a look. David Franklin and Frank Miller win by 1.5 marks.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Ray. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.